But and we lived in Richmond for a while. Lived in Richmond during World War II. That's why I have such vivid memories of it. And I have a sister that's 8 years older than I am. So she was very much, all of her boyfriends and all of her girlfriends' boyfriends, they were all in the war, you know. So I became very much in, and remember a great deal about it. The first time going downtown and seeing suicide submarine, Japanese suicide submarine. They had it on display between Millen Roads and Tallheimer's, the two most famous department stores in the world. And so, and they, that little sub, I can still see it now today. And in school, we were very much involved in it. It was, and of course, my mother had an extra bedroom, and she would let the servicemen from the USO, they would send them out, spend the night. And of course, I fell in love with each one of them. I thought each one of them was the most handsome man I'd ever seen in my life, you know. So a lot of that was going on. And I remember the rationing books. I remember losing our rationing books. My mother would send me to pick up maybe some bread or something of that sort, you know. And coming home, I don't know what I... But anyhow, someone turned them in and we got them back. That was the nicest thing. But I can remember that day. I was so frightened that I had lost those ration books. So, and I remember the day that the gas went off of rationing. Dad had gotten, and this sounds, but he would sometimes take an old tire and put it over his other tires, and that would wear for a while. You could drive them. Anyhow, he had gotten enough tickets or coupons. Rationing coupons to get tires, and we went to Florida to visit my aunt and uncle. And on our when we got back to Virginia, we drove up and bought some gasoline without rationing books. It was the first time we ever had bought without rationing books. So yes. I would listen in those days shortwave radio. Now you wouldn't get it all, but you would get Axis Sally and Tokyo Rose. We could listen to them on shortwave. I would write down, they would give you, Axis Sally in particular, would give you the names of the soldiers they had captured that day and their serial number and their home address. And those that I could write down, I would write to the parents and tell them. And sometimes that was the first they knew about it, because it takes a little while for the water bottle to get used to it. It happened to us. My cousin and I decided to go to the movies on a Saturday night. That night, his brother, who was on D-Day in the plane, his plane had been shot down. He was saved. He had been taken a German prisoner. People were doing the same thing that I had been doing, and his mother got these phone calls and then got these letters long before she got word from that he had been taken as a prisoner.